brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen has broken countless stories that are just huge. He was the first person, he's up at the National Press Club every day, for some of the biggest publications in the country, worked for the National Security Agency. I sent a crew up there to interview him, and they said it was just amazing at the press club, all these old famous reporters coming over going, off the record, it's New World Order, it's global government, it's total takeover, Alex is right, Wayne's right, it's bad, but we won't talk about it. And he told us about a story that was going to be breaking soon about white supremacists in all these veterans organizations in the Pentagon, and then that came out a few weeks later on national news. But we didn't run with it because it was kind of a side issue to our main purview, and I didn't want to list these people's names myself first. I wanted to wait. In fact, 80%, 90% of the stuff I learn about here, we end up not even covering because if I can't 100% prove it, we just don't even go with it. Because I'm not in the business of being sued here, listing a bunch of army colonels and generals as Nazis. But that was one of the latest things he talked about here that came out mainstream after he told us internally and named names. It wasn't even him breaking it. It was other people. He said it's a manufactured flu virus. This is what they're going to do. This is what it's really a mixture of. You're talking to a microbiologist in D.C., months later, that exact thing came out, mainstream news, all these scientists saying it was man-made and all that. But exactly what he said, and time again, he just breaks really good news. But when he gets up on air, on foreign television, on RT in this case, and talks about how they have intelligence units of the NSA using Army intelligence, using local police to harass 9/11 truthers and to watch government whistleblowers, and to track us and to set people up. Folks, I told you, I've been in the parking lot and had the guys block my car, and it's special forces, and they go, look, we're watching you, and we're, you know, just watch your ass. And I mean, these, and you know, and you're going, my God, and they just laugh and get in their car and drive off. Or, you know, they call your wife up and they go, the little white dog's in the backyard. Oh, look, he's eating his food. My wife walks over. Nobody can see in our backyard, and there's the white dog. I mean, these people, you know, they call up and tell my wife, they're a woman and I've gotten her pregnant. And then it's a big joke, the phone saying U.S. government on it with no phone number. I mean, they want you to know it's them. And, God, they're murderers. And they ship the heroin in, the cocaine in. They stage 9/11, and it's a group within a group now watching the government. But remember 2 years ago, the Violent Radicalization Act, Richard Gage. And they put Richard Gage up on Congress and said, we've got to ban this group. And said he's with this group and showed al-Qaeda training videos. And now, notice they said, 9/11 truth's going to get violent. 9/11 truth's going to get violent. Glenn Beck said, we got to use the army against him. We got to arrest him. And all this talking points. And every time somebody let off a flashbang by the Army-Navy Recruiting Center in Times Square, and they said 9/11 truth did it with no evidence. And then now you see it fulfilling, the reality happening. Because they did it, folks, and they know we're exposing them. Because he can only come on for like 5 minutes. We're going to have him on with Bob Chapman right now. But you know, the issue is I got the Army documents a month before it then ended up in mainstream news from the Army. I was given this by an Army source where I was under surveillance with Ron Paul at the anti-Fed rallies saying we're terrorists, watch us. Folks, I'm living a spy novel, and all I'm doing is saying I don't want foreign bankers raping me. Let's go to Bob Chapman briefly. We're going to come back with him and Wayne Madsen, and we're going to let Wayne go quickly because he's got to go into a meeting. But, I mean, Bob, this is getting crazy, man. We're all living a spy novel here.
I would have never believed it would have happened this way. I'm really, really surprised that some of the players are who they are. And, you know, the military knows better.
Yeah, well, they pay these young men a lot of money to do what they do. I hope these young men know that most of them, you get killed later. I hope you know you get killed or sent down the river later. Bob, stay there. Let's briefly come back with Wayne with this and then get in a bunch of financial news and a lot more. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, for the full hour, Bob Chapman of theinternationalforecaster.com. Before he retired, he had the biggest financial newsletter out there, biggest silver and gold private broker. Worked in intelligence in Europe, in Berlin, and that key frontline office during the Cold War, and also in South Africa, France, and other nations. So he's particularly skilled to talk about these intelligence matters with us. Wayne Madsen worked for the Naval Reconnaissance Office, the NSA. He's written for some of the largest publications in the country, and he's been all over international and national television many times. We have him on more and more now because he just keeps breaking huge stories. And just while my guys were with him for a day and a half in D.C., they were witnessing him at the press club hearing huge breaking news that we didn't even talk about, that then broke weeks later in the news. So it's just, I ought to move to D.C., but I couldn't stand being there and actually be around all these reporters, because they all know about this, but none of them have the courage he has to come out and talk about it. That's what blew away my camera guys and my producer that went. They said there were all these famous reporters and old men and big newspaper reporters going, it's New World Order, it's global government, we're being robbed by foreign banks. Yeah, they staged the attacks, everybody knows, but we're scared. This is incredible. So Bob Chapman's with us and Wayne Madsen. Wayne, just for this segment, because he's got to go in a meeting. Wayne, I saw you on international television. I also saw a story at WayneMadsenReport.com. We've got it linked up on InfoWars.com right now, where there's an NSA intelligence unit called the Q Group. Briefly, tell us exactly what's going on with it, why it was set up, who it's targeting, and then I want to back up what you've been talking about. We have the Violent Radicalization Act hearings in Congress where they show architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, almost 1,000 members now, all these physicists, peer-reviewed journals, international television, thermite's been found, separate universities, they blew the buildings up, they're really getting desperate, and you're saying this Q group is out to persecute government whistleblowers specifically, I guess like a person like yourself or others. Tell us about what's happening. I mean, is this going after Sybil Edmonds? Is this like going after the Army colonels that exposed that the FBI and the CIA were blocking the Able Danger investigation? Tell us what's going on with this Q group, then we'll get Bob Chapman's take on it.
Well, Alex, what Q Group is, it's the NSA Personnel Security Office. It's always existed. It's the group that does background investigations, gives people the clearances to work there, does periodic updates of their security clearances. But since 9/11, what this group has turned into, it's turned into a secretive intelligence gathering agency within a secret intelligence gathering agency. What they're doing now is going after anyone within the National Security Agency, NSA, which is employees and government contractors, who in any way, shape, or form are seen as potential whistleblowers, may have been to a meeting they didn't agree with. It's like a Stasi force. And it's really causing a lot of people to lose their clearances, to lose their jobs. They also blacklist these people to make sure they don't even get a job in another agency that requires a security clearance. So that's essentially, it's about 1,000 informants and employees and agents. They work closely with FBI counterintelligence out of the Washington, D.C. field office and out of the Baltimore field office. And this is exactly what this group is doing it, and recently they've really been going after people who may have had some knowledge because they worked in NSA on 9/11, and obviously they don't want any of that information to come out. They also, I might add, are conducting surveillance of journalists who write about NSA. There's at least 8 I heard of in the last couple of weeks. Unfortunately, I'm one of them. Or fortunately, however you're looking at it. But they have photographs, dossiers, and what I'm told, telephone transcripts and email transcripts of conversations between an email between journalists and people who've either worked at NSA or still work at the agency.
Wayne, continue. I mean, give us specifics, if you can, without revealing your source about these documents you saw.
Well, the documents I saw had to do with a database called First Fruits. It's a joint NSA-CIA operation under the Foreign Denial and Deception Committee. But it used to be basically an online clipping service. Anytime there was an article about NSA, it would wind up in this database. But it's expanded now to include journalists and who they're talking to, so it contains information derived from wiretaps, whether they're legal or not. Probably most of them are under Stellar Wind and are illegal and against the Fourth Amendment, against the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. I've seen those documents.
It's not just you saying this, Wayne Madsen. Much of this has come out. They're spying on congresswomen, congressmen, right, governors, journalists. This is all admitted. We live in a Stasi state, and they probably like what you're doing. They like everybody knowing we live in East Germany. This is disgusting.
Absolutely. As I say, I've also seen documents that show, even though my name was redacted, it was clear that I was under investigation by the Q Group for talking to certain individuals within NSA. I've seen those documents as well. I FOIA'd those documents. They told me I have to wait in line behind everybody else. Even I've asked for expedited processing as a journalist, and at first they said they would give me expedited processing for the FOIA, and then they turned around and said we're not.
Well, I've done the FOIAs, and they just say hire a lawyer, national security. We're not giving you your FBI files, CIA, NSA. Alex Jones, go fly a kite.
Right, and I basically got the same message from them. But the most egregious example was what they did to Ken Ford, who worked in the Iraq Signals Intelligence Shop in March of 2003. This is the month we attacked, Bush attacked Iraq. Ken Ford was had been a uniformed Secret Service agent who guarded President Clinton at the White House. He transferred to NSA to get into a new career pattern. He was tasked with looking at signals intercepts of Iraqi government communications to find evidence of weapons of mass destruction. He found no evidence. He made a report with his name on it. It winds up on Dick Cheney's desk. He's stung in an operation where they accuse him of stealing classified information out of NSA during the middle of the day. Absolutely impossible to do with the security there. Basically indicted him, and he was convicted by a dirty judge, a tainted jury pool, and a couple of dirty federal prosecutors. He's sitting now in Pennsylvania, in a federal prison in Pennsylvania, and he got 7 years.
Well, Wayne, let me ask you this question. We know they also went after Sybil Edmonds and others, and they admit they have Army intelligence spying on peace groups, in the Fed groups, Tea Parties. You go to a Tea Party, there's just Feds everywhere with cameras. DHS reports demonizing liberals, conservatives, they don't care. I mean, this really is a grade-A thug criminal government. And I interrupted you earlier, and I want to go to Bob Chapman here in a moment. You were getting into, you know, some more of these documents you've seen and how they work with local police. All I hear is local radio ads to recruit for the CIA. They admit they're setting up local offices. Doesn't even matter if that's illegal. I mean, are these guys just going to openly turn us into Nazi Germany?
Well, I think they basically have done the rudimentaries for turning us into that kind of society. I mean, it was clear what they did to Ken Ford, sitting 7 years in Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary in Pennsylvania. They made an example of him for others, but I know people who have been fired, lost their clearances. I witnessed surveillance myself just a couple of weeks ago by people who worked with this Q group at NSA when I was meeting a person who used to work there. So it's real. I've seen it. I've seen the documents. I've actually also witnessed the surveillance.
Man, America's now like downtown Havana. I can't. And, of course, suddenly it's not about fighting Al-Qaeda. Suddenly it's all about the American people and the government, see, persecuting itself. This is a purge is what's happening. This is an intimidation. Bob Chapman, your view on what Wayne Madsen's breaking down here.
In one word, it's terrifying. And I guess all of us who have been reporting into this and also experienced counterintelligence and work for the government, we never expected them to really come out in the open the way they have, but they are. Just like Wayne just said, it's on, it's here, it's now, they're doing it, and they really don't care who knows it.
In fact, they want people to know. The times I've had the military in a parking lot block me in and threaten me, they just go, we want you to know we're watching and we're here. And I guess they're proud to kill this country. I mean, I guess they think it's good they blew up those towers.
Could very well be.
Well, we're going to let Wayne go here in a moment. But Wayne, are they that scared of 9/11 truth? I mean, I guess this is really good news overall that they're that scared of 9/11 truth.
Well, I think this is the big one. I mean, it was clear they wanted to suppress anybody who had information about the lack of WMDs in Iraq. Some people were targeted because of that. But I think the 500-pound gorilla now is information about 9/11. People who were on duty that know that I've just reported that two aircraft were shot down over Shanksville on 9/11. One being United 93 and the other one being a Global Hawk unmanned aerial vehicle. It's amazing no one has been up to Shanksville really to ask the witnesses what they saw. Now, the FBI has been up there to browbeat these people, but I know from NSA sources that the Air Force intercepted an aircraft on that day and shot it down.
Wayne, hold on. And Bob, let's do one more segment with Wayne to the bottom of the hour, then we'll have Chapman with us on the economy. This is just blowing me away. And folks, I've been in the parking lot, had them block me in, and had them get in my face. I mean, this is real. This country's gone to hell.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Look, I didn't know what I was getting into 14 years ago. I knew it was bad. You know what? I'm glad I got into it now that I know just how bad it is. I got the video, Congress hearings where they admit DynCorp kidnaps children in mass and nothing's done to them. I mean, it's just total criminal. We're going to let Wayne go in 2 minutes. He's got to go into a meeting in the rest of the hour with Bob Chapman. Very important economic news. But finishing up, Wayne, drop this bombshell on us about Shanksville, and that's the intel we were already getting from the Happy Hooligans and others over the years. Drop that bombshell on us, and then briefly, Washington Post, $250,000 to, I guess, get the news reported like you want and to get to have a secret meeting with a White House official.
Well, Shanksville, I spoke to the witness who was closest to where that hole was made in the ground that could have not been made by a Boeing 757. I just arrived yesterday at Los Angeles Airport on a Boeing 757, and that plane would not cause a small hole like that. What that was, according to the description I received from the witness, was something that looked amazingly matched the description of a Global Hawk unmanned aerial vehicle. It was made no noise, was solid white, no rivets, tubular, had various fins on it, and that's what that cleared some trees and crashed in the ground. Now, we were told that was the impact point of Flight 93, which it wasn't. So the question is, there were two F-16s over the area at the time. I know from NSA sources that they said they were engaging a target. Cheney was informed that the Air Force shot down an aircraft over Pennsylvania that was sent to him by the Air Force Chief of Staff, General Jumper. And so there's plenty of evidence in the intelligence community that much more happened over Pennsylvania. Actually, I referred to it as a dogfight. It was a dogfight over Shanksville that morning. A commercial plane.
Yeah, well, I mean, we also have, just so many witnesses to all these different explosions and things happening in the air. We have Cheney and Rumsfeld over and over again saying the missile that hit the Pentagon when we shot down the Shanksville plane. Do they do that in case it ever comes out? They go, oh, see, I told you. I mean, is that why on national TV the owner of the World Trade Center said, yeah, I blew it up?
Well, right. I think if they lie long enough, you're going to slip up eventually and actually you might actually fall into telling the truth.
Closing, what about the Washington Post, which now openly is a giant payoff machine?
Unbelievable. Offering people access to the reporters, their publishers, their editor, and members of the Obama administration for a healthcare salon at the publisher's private home. One of the fees was $250,000. I think that the Washington Post has always been a dubious newspaper, but I'd say they've just driven the last nail in their own.
I mean, openly, it's a quarter mil to get what you want from those people. Wayne Madsen, we'll talk to you soon. I really appreciate you coming on. WayneMadsenReport.com.
You bet.
Just amazing. And I apologize to Bob for having him on the first 20 minutes, but Bob, this stuff just keeps breaking. Give us your take on what you've just heard. Of course, you know about the Washington Post.
It's right in our face, and we just got to keep on hammering away at the truth on your program and in the forecaster and all the other people who are doing the kind of thing that we are. We've got to let the world know what's going on. If we can expose what they're doing and the people can understand and they'll believe what we say, and now they're open-minded about these sort of things more than they have been before, we can get a groundswell growing, and when they go to harass someone, you know, 50 or 100 people show up, then the government's going to start backing off, because the only thing that can come after a confrontation like that is more aggressive power, and that's going to put the government in a very compromised position. So the best thing we can do is do what we're doing and keep on doing it, and my hat, of course, like I'm sure yours is off to Wayne Madsen. He does beautiful work. Everything that he publishes, I get my hands on. I use as a link in my publication. You know that.
Separately, remember Jesse Ventura when he told NPR and then they called the CIA and they confirmed it. He shows up the first week at work. They say, hey, they want to meet you in the basement. He goes, who? And they go down there. And there's 23 CIA officers basically asking him questions but not answering his questions. And he said, you're not supposed to be operating here. But they are, and now they're openly operating. Spooks and spies running around. It's not enough they ship in the drugs for our kids. It's not enough they steal all the money with the banks. Now they're hiring all these bankers to swindle. I mean, it's so corrupt. I can't even believe it, Bob.
I can't either. I shake my head and I say to my wife, I've never seen anything like this. These people just don't care.
America is completely run by criminals, any way you slice it, dice it. We're getting to the economy, the Bob coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading the 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I know we got loaded phone lines. We may have to dump them or something. They've been holding for an hour. Because I want people with financial questions for Bob Chapman. So, John, find out they got a specific financial question. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go to Bob Chapman here in just a moment. I do want to encourage all the listeners out there to remember, I have a secure online video / bookstore at InfoWars.com where all of our films, Proving 9/11 is an Inside Job, like Fabled Enemies and Terror Storm, are available. Loose Change Final Cut. My film, The Obama Deception. You really want the full skinny? You think you know his game? Not until you've seen The Obama Deception. You want to really know how bad it is? This is Soviet level bad. And Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the Rosetta Stone. You want to know the whole master plan, what makes these cats tick, what they're doing to you right now with the eugenics? This is the film, Endgame, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And I want to tell you about one of the sponsors that made this hour of the show possible today. Ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. Did you know that you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book or, you know, from Alice in Wonderland. Our sponsor, Ecola Blue, with the Ecola Blue 28 machine will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day out of the air you breathe. The water, once generated, passes through 7-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. This is, again, very, very important that folks check out EcolaBlue.com, ladies and gentlemen, or go to the banner that's on InfoWars.com, or call toll-free to get a free brochure or to order one of these great machines. Atmospheric water generator, 800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. Okay, going back to Bob. Bob, you got interrupted there by Madsen, but you know that's important. Just spend 5-10 minutes or so on the economy. Worse than thought, jobless numbers, people defaulting on credit card, car debt, home debt, and then now the carbon tax passes the House. All of this craziness is happening. I mean, you're an economic whiz kid on this stuff. What are we facing?
Well, the debt picture continues to continue to rise each day, whether it's personal, corporate, or governmental. And those figures we have twice a week in the international forecasters, you know. And there's no let up in sight. A good point is that a savings is now up to a 6.9% level, whereas a year and a half to 2 years ago it was a minus 0.5% or 1%. That's good, but government wants, and Wall Street and banking want people to spend and get themselves deeper in the debt to keep the economy floating. And so, you can't have it both ways. Unemployment, like John Williams, who comes in at 20.6%, I come in at 20.5%. Official government figure for U6, and that's what we're using, is 16.5%. If you add in the birth-death ratio, and that's something the government put in there in order to say that they couldn't poll small and medium-sized businesses, and so they guess at it. And so these guesses aggregate about 185,000 jobs a month that government creates out of thin air. So if you add that to the 16.5 official U6, then you've got 20.5 or 20.6%. And that's what unemployment really is, and it's going to continue to get worse, not as quickly as it had previously, for about the next year and a quarter, maybe a year and a half. It'll probably go up into the 20 to 25% area, and then after that, it's going to expedite to the upside again. Now, there's an event that just happened on Wall Street, extraordinarily important. The FBI, at the behest of Goldman Sachs, swooped in and grabbed a fellow as he got off a plane. His name is Sergey something or other. He has a Russian name. And they grabbed him because he went to work for another firm, and which was a competitor, and Goldman Sachs said that they stole, he stole, a coded program. Well, what they didn't tell you, and in the process of doing that, Goldman
yeah, I saw
said,
that in the news, and I'm getting a lot of calls about it. Explain what this program does, because it allows people to completely rig the market, doesn't it?
Yes.
That okay, explain that. Explain that.
Let me tell you where they got it. They got it from the United States government, and they are the only ones that got it. And the government tells Goldman, or Goldman tells government, this is what we're going to do to rig the markets. And so with that, Goldman, for the past 6 months, has been making a fortune because they're front-running the trades and they're getting in front of the government, and the government allows them to do that.
And that's why they reported record profits, for those that don't know. Go ahead.
That's right. And so, the rest of the street's saying, my goodness gracious, I mean, how did they do this? And they figured it out. And so there's another program, too, and I'm going to shove this in from the side, which the New York Stock Exchange has, in which it pays market makers to go in and take the other side of a trade. In other words, to opportune the market, and they pay them to do that, which is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. And they've been doing it for about a year and a half. But anyway, getting back to Goldman admits, and they said this themselves, that this formula, these algorithms and these things that we're using allow you to rig the market. I mean, what boobus is? I couldn't believe it. So anyway,
explain how that works, though, because, I mean, this has even hit some mainstream news now, that somehow in between is, trades.
Yes. They take the difference in between trades. It's a timing mechanism, and it's a sensitive mechanism which allows you to pick up a penny here, a quarter a penny there, a penny and a half here. Well, by the end of the day, you might have $8 billion, you know? And so that's what they've been doing.
Unbelievable.
And they've been screwing, in plain English, all the other market makers. They've taken over 50% of the black box business, which is that is done mathematically. And they're just screwing the hell out of the American public.
So it's all about monopolies. And again, when did this start? Because it seems the last 2 years or so, government worldwide just said, break all laws, rape everyone, do it. But also global corporations now, stores I was in years ago that were nice, the carpet's falling apart, the walls, the paint, the upholstery. It's like corporate America has decided to let everything rot like it's not going to be here. And all these rich people I know through lawyers and other people, a lot of folks live here in Austin, they're wealthy, are leaving the country saying, get out, America won't be here. I mean, are they just going to suck it all dry and then just send out Marines to machine gun anybody that doesn't like it? I mean, are they just going to throttle the hell out of us like we're Ukraine or something and Stalin's getting his jollies? I mean, is there any end to these bastards rigging and stealing and everything they, I mean, is there, I mean, they're ruining, even if they're criminals,
this is
Bob.
What they have in mind. Exactly.
But even if they're criminals, aren't they wrecking everything?
The military will balk.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said we have to hope the military will balk, that they won't go through with it. And there'll always be some who will, those morons who meet you in your parking lot, like the morons who come in and beat you up and stuff like that. I mean, the same morons who have been threatening me since 1967, they're gonna be there. They're not going to go away. But the majority of people in the military and the law enforcement are decent people. And the question is, are they going to stand up for the American citizens, their fellow friends, the people they live with? Are they going to go around jackbooted and goose-stepping to what the people who control our government want them to do? And that's what it's going to come down to.
Well, the reason I started ranting about it, they just going wild, because you're an expert on the market, so explain this to me. If they're able to rig things and it starts cheating everybody else, that will, when it finally comes out, destroy confidence. But I guess they don't even care when that happens because they're the regulators. They'll just put more regulations allowing them to steal. And they don't care. They want to implode everything. Everything they're doing is to destroy confidence, bring things down. The global carbon tax is to shut down industry. Paying tax incentives for 20 years to move corporations and factories offshore. I mean, they are really trying to screw everything up. They really are bastards.
And the answer, if you have wealth of any kind, you want to be in gold and silver coins. And if you get piles of money, and there are listeners that do, you can also buy gold and silver shares along with that. And that is your only salvation. There is no other except the rudiments, which is food, a filter, and weapons with plenty of clips and ammo.
I just can't believe it. I mean, Bob, when you call these people idiots, I know why you're saying that, but I mean, tell me if I'm wrong or elaborate. These thugs that are on power trips that are into how they're macho and into how they're secret agents and get to carry out all this activity with our new domestic spy force, overnight going from we fought Al-Qaeda to we fight gun owners and veterans and people that don't like the Fed. I mean, they've openly announced it. These guys, I don't think they realize that they're going to be set up in the end, too, that they're the first group, when the globalists win, that are going to get set up and put in prison or bare minimum lose their jobs. A lot of them are going to get killed. I mean, I don't understand evil. Because once you give into it, it creates a climate that destroys everything, and then nobody's safe. And don't these dumb yuppies realize that corruption isn't cute? That once the Constitution and Bill of Rights is gone, all the sharks and wolves get to come in and have their way with us, Bob?
They haven't thought that far ahead, and many of them aren't capable of doing so. But I want to tell you something. I do a program once a week and have for some years, which is all military. For the most part, State Department, and but mostly retired and active military. And I got a letter yesterday, which isn't tomorrow's issue coming out under the U.S. section, and it's from a Marine. He says, there's 25 of us here in New York City who are out of the Corps, but some of us are still active, and, you know, we're listening to, you know, everything that you put on and trying to help us and stuff like that. But they know what's going on. My newsletter, as far as I know, is the most pirated newsletter in the world. It's all over Washington. It's all over the State Department. I don't know who is doing that and how they're getting it, but they're getting it.
No, it's, listen, Bob, it's the radio shows. This show and the hundreds of other shows you do, our books, our films, our DVDs, your newsletter. No, it's everywhere. They're knee deep in it. So I guess in a way we should celebrate that the NSA's got goons out harassing and arresting and setting people up in 9/11 Truth, because that means they're scared to death of us.
That's right. And we got to keep on doing what we're doing, and you got to keep on supporting us out there and putting the word out that everybody in the country should be listening to Alex, and everybody should be listening to the forecaster. I mean, we got the forecaster in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the high ranks of the military are going ape trying to find out how it's getting there.
And by the way, that's not just you saying this. When they ordered Fox Phelan to attack Iran, he said no one resigned. So, I mean, it's really happening.
We're gonna win. It's just it's going to be very painful. And if these people think they're smart telling us what they're doing, that's okay. We don't care. We know what they're doing. We've known for a long time. It just took a lot of people a long time to catch on. And the only reason most of them caught on is because of Alex Jones and people like you with your wonderful programs. So everybody, support the sponsors. Put the word out. Make sure everybody that you know listens to this program.
Bob, I want to come back in the segment and then 5 minutes in the next hour when we got Webster Tarpley, economist, coming on to talk more about all these issues. But speaking of sponsors, I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up. Then we'll come back and talk to Dan, Chris, Derek, Mike, and a few others for Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, my site's Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Just for 2 minutes before we go to break, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. I haven't had him on in about 3 weeks. And I always try to tell people, buy gold when it's down. They don't listen. They only buy when it's high. But right now, Ted's bought it when it's low, and he'll sell it to you even as it's starting to go up a little bit today. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, with the banks and the new stimulus package, let's talk about that in the next segment, and trillions more for foreign banks, and to give the Federal Reserve unlimited power, now is the time to get into silver and gold. And I wanted Ted to give the listeners, and this runs throughout Sunday, these specials end Sunday evening, Ted was telling me, on silver and gold, the best prices you're going to find out there, bar none. Ted Anderson, tell folks about the Friday specials that run through Sunday.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And anybody with a half a brain in their head knows that they'd have to get away from this fiat currency we have here in our nation. But right now I have the Lakotas at $18.17. I mean, that is close to the lowest price I've ever been able to offer those coins for. And I can't say enough for them. It's a great buy. Then I also have the francs currently right now at 216. Last time I've been able to offer them, it was 222. So that gives you a little bit of an idea where they're at right now. British sovereigns right now, 266. Last time I offered those, 271. So, you know, it gives you, just right now at this particular time, I'm buying because I've been doing this for 30 years. I watch what's going on. The prices are low right now, but then you take a look at what they're doing to this nation and just consider the fact that this is all being financed by a printing press through a fiat paper system. You know darn well that the United States dollar is doomed. And so I really suggest if anybody has been sitting on the fence thinking about precious metals, now is the time to do it.
And by the way, here's the LA Times today. Dollars, futures, reserve currency, and focus as world leaders meet. And then I have Reuters here where they've unveiled the new world currency coin at G8. But this isn't in U.S. news. It's in the foreign news. You would think this would be news, Ted.
You sure would think so. And just yesterday, there was a huge article about gold in the Wall Street Journal. If people need to pay attention to what's going on, this is a wonderful opportunity to get into the gold and silver prices at a corrected level. We are close to August now. September, October, historically, gold is always up during those months. Now is the time to be getting in. There's no question about it. And like I said, I think $17.71 was the very lowest price I could ever offer a Lakota for. And right now I have them at $18.17, which is, just a fraction away from that.
And you've also got great deals on gold. The brokers will be there until midnight tonight. Then off and on, you can call them. They'll call you back. A lot of them are going to be there on the weekend, right through to Sunday evening. Don't wait. 1-800-686-2237. Here's that number, 800-686-2237, or MinusResources.com. Please don't forget, folks, that number, 800-686-2237. One more time, 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, Bob, stay there. Call straight ahead.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Thank you.
Webster Tarpley's coming up at 20 after. I said I'd go through the global warming propaganda and just show you what's in the magazines and newspapers, the level of brainwashing. That's coming up. But right now in this segment, the next, let's take your phone calls for Bob Chapman. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Texas. You're on the air, Dan. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask him about hyperinflation, if he really thinks it's going to hit in the fall.
Yes, I do. And I think one of the keys here and that's going to make it hit is that the banks that have been given money by the Federal Reserve, and it's called loans, have been holding them on the holding that money on the balance sheet. And what they've been doing with it is either depositing at the Fed, or they've been buying treasury paper with it. And the treasury paper purchases as well have been coming from the funds that were received by the banks from the Fed for the purchase of what they call collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds with mortgages inside of them. Now, the Fed has created money out of thin air to do this, and that money becomes monetized once the banks use it, not the money from the CDOs, you know, being paid for them, but the money that was lent to them. And I think the economy is not going to be recovering adequately by the end of the year, and I think that during the fall, that the banks are going to start using some of that money that's on the bank the balance sheets, and they'll be lending more liberally.
Well, how does the second bailout, Bob, to interrupt, well, how does the second bailout?
I was going to say, that leads to my prediction in January that there would be a second bailout. And I said they would start talking about it probably in September. Well, they started a couple of months before. And the next deal I want to get passed is $2 trillion. Not 786.
Which under fractional reserve, that'll be 20 trillion.
If they want, yes. And that money, will be okayed. When, I don't know. It's in the formative stages. If I had to guess, I'd say September, October, November. And so that money plus the money the banks already have that's been lent to them will be probably starting to go into the economy during the following year. Now, that will begin to start hyperinflation. And the reason they're doing it that way is that next year is an election year. And so they want the economy to be better, and it will be better.
But also, won't all these trillions floating around go into commodities because the currencies aren't safe? That'll further drive up inflation?
Yes. And that's one of the reasons why commodities have been doing what they've been doing. Have you watched oil as an example? In 8 out of 10 days, it went down from $70 to $60 a barrel. That's not normal. That's your government at work.
Yeah, that's why we're seeing
like
all this
the program they gave to Goldman Sachs. That's your government at work, rigging everything.
So you disagree with George Humphrey?
Anymore.
You disagree with George Humphrey? I mean, he says that there may be inflation, hyperinflation, but he thinks it's like a long stagnation like Japan with certain things going up, but overall not. Either way, it's horrible. All right, Bob, stay there. Let's take a few more phone calls. Hope that answered your question, caller.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.